Can war be a spiritual path? This is a strange question, isn't it? It sounds paradoxical. India is now at war with Pakistan, Russia and Ukraine, Israel and Gaza. Wars are going on across the world. But is war a moral route? Can war be spiritual? This is a very deep exploration that we will do on the ancient Bhagavad Gita and the spiritual philosophy behind war. In this video, we will go deep into the wisdom of Bhagavad Gita and we will explore the morality and the spirituality of war. We will understand how sometimes war might be more spiritual than non-violence and peace. This might sound ridiculous from the surface, but there is a profound truth to this. And to understand this, we must visit the war of Kurukshetra. In the war of Kurukshetra, Arjuna, who was the greatest warrior and the greatest archer that ever lived, tells Krishna that he is ready to quit the war. He is ready to choose the path of non-violence and peace because he does not wish to kill his teacher, his cousins and his relatives. But Krishna here asks him to fight the war. He says, waging the war for you is more spiritual than not doing so. How can this be true? How can war be spiritual? Why did Krishna ask Arjuna to wage the war that killed thousands and thousands of men instead of stopping the war? Let's find the answer by the end of this video. Now, what if I tell you that our understanding of non-violence and peace is fundamentally wrong? What if I tell you the understanding of Mahatma Gandhi himself about peace and non-violence was limited? But there is a higher perspective on reality, and that is the perspective of dharma. So, we will explore dharma today. Throughout human history, conflict has remained a constant companion to civilization. Today's global tensions are not new. This has been happening throughout history. War happens for many reasons. War happens for the sake of resources, for the sake of ideologies, for the sake of religion, and for the sake of greed. But yet, a war can be spiritual, says Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita unfolds on a battlefield where the warrior Arjuna faces an impossible moral dilemma. His charioteer Krishna reveals the deeper dimensions of conflict, teaching that beyond physical struggle lies a universal battle between dharma, righteousness, and adharma, unrighteousness. This wisdom suggests that external conflicts mirror our internal struggles between courage and fear, selflessness and ego, wisdom and ignorance. So, Bhagavad Gita is talking about multidimensional wisdom here. As we explore this, we need to keep in mind we are talking about the war at two levels. Number one, the war that is going on within us in terms of the right and wrong, in terms of the ego and consciousness. At the same time, we are talking about the war at the physical dimension. Even here, we are talking in terms of right versus wrong. There is dharma versus adharma. So there are a lot of pieces to this. There is a lot we must uncover, which we will do step by step. With this, let's come to a very important point. We will discuss here how dharma is a higher perspective, is a higher principle than non-violence itself. Krishna says in Gita, Atha chet twamimam dharmyam sangramam na karishyasi tataha swadharmam kirtam chahitva papamam apsyasi. Through this verse, Krishna tells Arjuna, if you do not wage this war as a kshatriya, as a warrior, then you are actually creating papa, negative karma, and following your dharma as kshatriya and waging this war is more spiritual for you than choosing the path of non-violence and peace. Now, many people object here. Even for our own videos, we have received many comments saying, how can Krishna propagate war? How can you worship someone who propagates war? There is a deeper understanding here, which we must truly begin to grasp if we have to understand the perspective of Krishna. Let us consider the principle of Ahimso Paramo Dharmaha, which was followed by Sri Mahatma Gandhi. Now, I have a lot of respect for Gandhiji, but soon we will understand how this perspective was very limited. Of course, non-violence has its place. Of course, peace and non-violence must be followed. And of course, in Sanatana Dharma itself, peace and non-violence play a vital role within Dharma. But they are not the entirety of Dharma. This is what we must grasp. This is what Krishna understood that Gandhiji did not. Arjuna asked, how can I raise my weapon against those who nurtured me, those who taught me? Arjuna's voice cracked with emotion. I see no virtue in killing my cousins for a kingdom. What joy would such a victory bring when those with whom I should share it lie dead? Where Arjuna saw chaos and suffering, Krishna saw clarity. Krishna perceived clearly the eternal dance of Dharma. With unwavering certainty, he began the discourse that would transform not only Arjuna, but generations to follow. This discourse gave us the ancient Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita itself began because Krishna wanted to tell Arjuna that sometimes waging war is the right thing to do. Here we must understand certain things. We must understand what dharma is and what adharma is. Dharma is sustainability. That which sustains is dharma. It is said, dharayate iti dharma. So dharma is about sustainability. What is sustainable? Sustainability is about a holistic perspective. And to understand this, we must understand two simple concepts. One is vyasti, another one is samasti. Vyasti is individuality. It is about limited identity. Samasti is about totality. It's about a holistic perspective. Basically, Krishna looked at the entire world as himself. Krishna saw the entire world within himself and as himself. He had a holistic perspective. He represents samasti, the totality. But Arjuna at that point represents vyasti, individuality. He's simply thinking about himself. If I do this, what will happen to my relatives? If I do this, what will happen to me? How can I enjoy my kingdom if I kill my cousins? So every decision, every thought that is coming to Arjuna's mind is coming from a place of limited identity, is coming from a place of vyashti. So Krishna says, what you are thinking right now is not right. What you are saying that you will do right now is not right. Because you are not thinking about the world, you are only thinking about yourself. Think about what is good for the whole world in the long run. You are standing against adharma. You are standing against unrighteousness. As a warrior, as a kshatriya, it is your responsibility. It's your dharma to stand against this. But you are feeling discouraged. You are feeling confused. And you are talking about giving up and walking away. This will make adharma win. This will make immorality flourish in this world, which is ultimately not good for the world. So although waging this war might cause a lot of pain and death and suffering in this world, it is an essential step that we must take sometimes for the greater good, for samasti, for sustainability, and for the betterment of the entire world. It is like a surgical procedure. Although it is painful and it is stressful, it is required to remove that tumor from your body. A famous Zen koan asks, if you see a person about to harm many others, is it more compassionate to stop them forcefully or to stand by non-violently? This example gives us the deeper understanding of dharma. So we must strive towards dharma both internally and externally. Now I'm not saying who is right or who is wrong here. Of course, as an Indian, I completely stand with my country and I support what India decides to do. But each and every one of you who is listening to this from all across the world, think about it for yourself. When someone takes an action and when you take an action, Think about whether you're coming from a place of vyasti or samasti. Are you thinking about your own community, your own religion, or your own book, or whether you're thinking about the welfare and the well-being of the country? Of course, every criminal justifies his actions. Every militant justifies his action. And every country justifies its action. But as spiritual seekers, we must look at this from a higher perspective. We must truly begin to see who is right and who is wrong. Who is coming from a place of dharma or righteousness and who is coming from a place of adharma or unrighteousness. And it is our responsibility to stand with dharma. Krishna says, even just standing with adharma will make you a adharmi, will make you immoral. That is why Krishna criticizes Bhishma and Dronacharya. He says, just because of your personal obligation, your personal so-called swadharma, you are standing with Duryodhana. You are standing with adharma. So, even you will face the consequences of this. Even though you are righteous people, you are moral people, just by standing with adharma, you are standing against dharma. So, dharma is about a higher perspective on reality. Krishna, like this, takes Arjuna through a journey. First, he speaks about how it is his responsibility to fight the war as a Kshatriya. Then he talks about Vyasti and Samasti and how his perspective should broaden and he needs to think about the entire world as a whole and not just about himself. Then he talks about Karma Yoga, in which he says, surrender your actions to me, perform to your best, do whatever you can from that higher perspective of Samasti and leave the results to me. I will take care of the results, says Krishna. So in this way, he talks about Karma Yoga. Slowly, he helps Arjuna evolve within himself. Slowly, Arjuna begins to see what is right and what is wrong. This teaching struck Arjuna with remarkable clarity. Krishna was not asking him to fight without conscience, but he was asking to fight with complete consciousness. Understanding that performing one's duty without selfish motive constitutes true spiritual practice. And as Arjuna began to understand this better, Krishna expounds further. He says, when you act without personal desire, offering the results to the divine, you remain untouched by sin. This equilibrium of mind is yoga itself. Therefore, stand, Arjuna, take up your weapon and fulfill your duty. Fight the war. Fight not from hatred, but from understanding. Fight not for yourself, but for dharma itself. What you are doing is dharma yuddha, said Krishna. You need to fight the war not for yourself, but for the world. When war is necessary, when war needs to be done, when it comes to dharma and adharma, a war has to be fought. At that time, when we stand against adharma, war is a higher spiritual path than non-violence. This was the understanding of Krishna that he transmitted to Arjuna. And this is the understanding that we all must come to grasp. Now, the Bhagavad Gita does not glorify war. Instead, it teaches us that true spirituality is not about escaping difficult situations and difficult actions, but engaging with life's challenges while maintaining inner peace, detachment, and alignment with dharma. Krishna teaches in chapter 2, verse 47, Karmanyeva adhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana ma karma phalahetur ma te sangostva karmani. You have the right to perform your prescribed duty, but not for the results of your action. So, do what you can and surrender everything to God. And this is why if we look at any deity, any form of God in the Sanatana Dharma, they always represent this dichotomy. If we look at Ganesha, if we look at Rama, if we look at Narayana or Shiva, on one hand, they are blessing us with their grace. On the other hand, they are holding their trishula, their sword and their bow, basically their weapon. So, when adharma comes in front of them, they know what to use. When the right people come in front of them, they know what to give. So, every deity in Sanatana Dharma represents and tells us that when it is necessary to fight, we must fight. When we understand that standing for what's right can be the most spiritual choice, we transform our relationship with life's inevitable conflicts. And finally, Krishna reveals, I am become time, the destroyer of worlds. Here Krishna reveals that birth and death and creation of the universe and dissolution of the universe are all a play of Maya. It is all impermanent. Only Dharma and the truth remains constant. So, staying with Dharma is what Sanatana Dharma is about.